Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince Vitrano is back Monday. Eric Bilstead along with Mike Spaulding. You heard Debbie. We have a Greg Pancake Hill breakfast coming up. It's always breakfast, even if it's not Friday. Wanted to bring this to you. John Mercier and I put this piece together years ago. This is like a decade ago, and it's amazing. It's about July 4th, and it's so interesting how apropos it is still now, 10 years later. So take a listen.
It's perhaps the most recognizable date in our nation's history, July 4th, 1776, the birth of our fine country.
First, it's important to remember that Congress had actually declared independence on July 2nd.
Oh.
That declaration forms the last paragraph of the Declaration of Independence that we think of and that was passed by Congress on July 4th.
Charles Cohen is a history and religious studies professor at UW-Madison.
So, in one sense, the real Independence Day, as John Adams wrote to his wife the next day, was July 2nd, not the 4th.
Was there any debate about that?
That's an interesting question, because declaring independence is one thing, winning it was another. There was a war going on.
There was, as a matter of fact, a war that wouldn't be settled for 7 years.
Congress, and especially after they were chased out of Philadelphia the next year by the British Army, didn't have a lot of time to debate which day should be celebrated. That we have come to celebrate July 4th says something about the reading of the Declaration of Independence itself and its place in our history.
So there weren't any fireworks on July 4th, 1777.
Well, it's hard to know. Momentum, if you will, builds slowly. Of course, there were great celebrations when the war was over. But we would be mistaken to think that in 1777, everyone just said, oh, well, it's Independence Day. Let's run outside and, you know, fry some venison.
And, believe it or not, gaining our independence was polarizing.
Were all Americans in favor of this? Was everybody waving flags and thinking this was a good idea to break away from England, or was it a contentious situation?
No, of course, there were disputes. Perhaps 20% of the population overall were loyalist, particularly in the middle colonies. A large number, indeterminate, but they're there, are people who, you know, could go one way or the other. There was never unanimity.
Even in the idealistic days when our nation was born, not all Americans were on the same page. Then, like now, political disagreement was part of our collective DNA. But then again, that disagreement is part of what makes America, America, the nation we love.